Hello.
Hi, my name is Latoya and I'm calling from customer support. How can I assist you on your account?
Okay, I had a charge on my banking statement, and I just want to make sure that it come from y'all.
Okay. Well, can you provide me with your zip code so I can generate an account for you?
37385.
Thank you so much for that information. Give me just a moment. Okay, and what's that first and last name?
Susan Sarton.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify that address?
P.O. Box 232, Teleco Plains, 37385.
Is there another address you have listed?
190 J.D. Farm Road, Teleco Plains, Tennessee.
Oh no, that's not you then, 'cause that's not the same address that you are calling out.
See,
Give me
that's why
just
I
a
was wondering because it was a charge for $7.95, but it says Universal Gar something.
Okay. Yeah, my system is running just a little slow right now. I'm trying to pull it up to see if this is the right one. Okay, now, so did you have another address? Because I'm trying to see, it's a couple of different addresses, and I've heard the P.O. box, but do you have any other addresses that may be listed under your name?
The 190 J.D. Farm Road.
So, when was the charge made?
The 18th, 17th or 18th. Let me see. Let me get it pulled up here. Put my eyes on so I can see.
Okay.
11/17/22.
Okay, and that's for you said what did you say you saw? Because I'm seeing I don't know if we're seeing the same thing.
It says for $7.95, and it says withdrawal on my debit card.
What's the last
The last
four?
5891, and
Okay,
those are not my
no.
numbers.
Okay, so what's the last four of your numbers?
1614.
Okay. So, a couple of things that I see. I'm seeing that PO box, you said PO box 232, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I see that address. I also see the PO box. I see the $7.95, but there's another address that is not matching either one of the ones that you called out to me. That's why I'm trying to see it's all under your information. But let me verify your phone number for me too. Let me make sure I do all of that.
423-561-5911.
Email address.
Yes. Susan.Sarton49@gmail.com.
Okay. So do you have another alternate number?
No.
Hang on for a moment for me, Miss Susan. I'm gonna call on my supervisor about this just to look over your account because it's something I'm
Yes,
looking at these.
please, because
Yeah. Hang on.
I can't have that.
Yeah, hang on just for a second, okay? Can I place you on a brief hold?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much.
Stop now. I said stop. Give him his toy. Give it to him. Drop it. Go get your toy.
Miss Susan, thank you so much for patiently waiting. Do you know this address 108 Navajo Road, Maryville.
Yeah, that's my old address. And I have not lived there for, oh Lord, almost a year now.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying. The address that I see on here, you named a couple, but that's the one that's listed as your address. That's your mailing address that's listed on here as your default address. So no, that's why I asked that. But I did verify the last four of your card on this $7.95. Now, that is us. However, what I see is not the universal thing you said. I see something for kitchen.
What does it...
So this must have been... Did you enter into a drawing or something about something to do with gadgets or... did you sign up email?
Actually, I did through Walmart.
Okay.
There was something that was supposed to be $2, and it was for a stand up mixer.
Okay, so I'm not showing that charge, but I am showing that $7.95 charge, and more than likely that's either a trial or you say you didn't receive anything, so either that was a sweepstakes or a trial that you entered into, and there's going to be a membership charge that's going to come along once that, I think, let me see when it is, because that $7.95, hang on, let me look right quick to see how long you've got. Because some of these is you got 48 hours, others you might have 7 days, like a trial, and you enter into a contest to win something, or and that you said it was Walmart. So was it a gift card or something, or it said something else?
No, it wasn't a gift card. It just said for a stand up mixer.
Okay, let me look into that right quick and see. Hang on, let me look into that right quick. Let me see what's going on. Let's see. I'm just trying to. I'm still looking, Miss Susan. I'm still trying to see what this is. Okay, so I'm looking at that KitchenAid mixer. So that's what that is. Let's see. So this is a entry. So you entered into a contest to win that mixer.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. So what that $7.95, I'm sorry.
I don't explain that. I didn't realize that that's what that was.
Yeah, so that's what that is, because I had to go and research it, because there's so many different promotional things going on. I had to research to see what it was to make
right.
sure we were looking at the same thing, because you said a universal something. So I'm like, is that something different? But yeah, it does say and right up underneath there, before you pay for it, is actually our terms and conditions of that. So I definitely understand you didn't know that's what it was, because I was reading it says receive an additional 28% off your entry when you're paying with a MasterCard. Is that what it told
right.
you?
Yeah, it did
okay.
say that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's definitely a KitchenAid sweepstakes that you entered into.
Oh,
and
great.
Yeah, so and if you don't opt out of it before 48 hours, so that's the one for 48 hours, because they would tell you if you want it, they would email you and let you know you want it and where to pick it up at.
Well, that's why I was trying to call. That's why I called you, because the my bank gave me the number, because it wasn't listed on my phone.
Yes,
and that's
ma'am.
Why I called you. to get out of that, because if that's what that is, then it was supposed to be $2, not $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. So I definitely understand. I can go ahead and cancel that. Let me go ahead and do that now. And I'm going to go ahead and issue a refund on that $7.95.
Thank you.
All right, so if you check your account in three to five business days, you should see that return of that $7.95. And I'm going ahead and canceling out this, so you will not receive any more fees or anything, or no membership. So you're all set, because it's actually going to be more, but it's some great deals in it. But I'm glad you know, we kind of went over it, so you know what it is now.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I didn't realize that's what it was, and, you know, it just kind of threw me off, because I didn't know what the $7.95 was for. I mean, that just... No,
yes, ma'am.
I don't want to pay any more on that or anything. So I greatly appreciate you just taking my name and my information and everything out of there.
Yes, ma'am. It's gonna be canceled out. You will never receive anything else. Now, I can't say that you won't receive another email or something trying to offer you that, but it definitely won't.
I'm not gonna do anything with that.
Okay.
I need that.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why I'm making sure that you will not receive any more anything transactions from this. You won't receive anything else from us from that. And at this point, if it happens to go through, which it probably won't, because I'm canceling it out, you just call us back and we'll refund any charges that go out to you, because you did call in and have it canceled, and I'm going to notate your account. So just in case you do, excuse me, and incur, you know, another fee or, you know, anything with the membership, you call us back and we'll fully refund that.
All right. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today, Miss Susan?
No, thank you. You have a blessed day, darling.
You too. And thank you so much for calling customer support.
Thank you, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm surprised it fit. I did not think it was going to fit. I thought it was going to have to move it to the green ginger.
I'm trying to hang up. It won't let me hang up.
I didn't measure it at a corner.